Welcome to this video tutorial about growth charts. Welcome to this video tutorial about growth charts. The WHO Growth Standards monitors growth for infants and children ages 0 to 24 months. The WHO Growth Standards monitor growth for infants and children aged 0 to 24 months. The WHO Growth Standards monitors growth for infants and children ages 0 to 24 months. These CDC growth charts are available for birth through 36 months. The CDC growth charts are available for birth through 36 months and ages 2 through 20 years. The CDC growth charts are available for birth through 36 months and ages 2 through 20 years. Menin growth charts are automatically constructed from a patient's vital signs. Growth charts are available for premature or very low birth weight. Growth charts are available for premature or low birth weight infants and children with diseases such as Down syndrome. Growth charts are available for premature or low birth weight infants and children with diseases such as Down syndrome or Turner syndrome, which have distinct growth curves that deviate significantly from children without these conditions. Growth charts are available for premature or very low birth weight infants. Growth charts are available for premature or low birth weight infants and children with diseases such as Down syndrome or Turner syndrome, which have distinct growth curves that deviate significantly from children without these conditions. Growth charts are available for premature or low birth weight infants and have Growth charts are available for premature or very low birth weight infants and children with diseases such as Down syndrome or Turner syndrome, which have distinct growth curves that deviate significantly from children without these conditions. These charts provide valuable insight on a patient's growth. A provider can set up their growth charts preferences, and these can be exported in various formats. A provider can set up their own growth chart preferences, and these can be exported in various formats. Enter a patient's chart and select vitals. Click the growth button at the top of the screen. Click the growth button at the top of the screen. Growth charts can be accessed from the vital sign details screen. When the button is clicked, the corresponding vital growth chart will be displayed. When the button is clicked, the corresponding vital growth chart will be displayed. The growth chart for BMI percent will adjust for the patient's age. The growth chart for BMI percent will adjust for the patient's age. Under age 2, the growth chart will display the CDC weight for length 0 to 36 months. There are two BMI growth charts. The body mass index percentile is only calculated for ages 24 to 20 months. If the patient does not fall in this age range, the vital will be marked not applicable. The body mass index percentile is only calculated for ages 24 to through 20 months. The body mass index percentile is only calculated for ages 24 months through 20 years. If the patient does not fall in this age range, the vital will be marked not applicable. If the patient does not fall in this age range, the vital will be marked not applicable. If the patient does not fall in this age range, the vital will be marked not applicable. The adult BMI growth chart is for ages 21 or older. The color off-on feature will shade the areas of the BMI growth chart so it's easier to see when displayed or printed. The color on-off feature will shade the areas of the BMI growth chart so it is easier to see when displayed or printed. you can choose a default percentile. You can also choose a default percentile. Hover over a data point to see the vital sign detail or information. Hover over a data point to see the vital sign detail or information. Click Show Labels to display these details for all the data points. Click Show Labels to display these details for all the data points. Click a data point to view the documented vital sign. Choose Done and return to the chart. Select a specific growth chart by clicking Views. Additional growth charts may be easily selected by using the scroll wheel of the mouse, arrow keys, or by using the swipe feature on a touchscreen device. The growth chart will adjust for a patient's age. Views that are not age appropriate will not be available for selection. This default will be overridden if the growth chart is accessed from a specific bookmark toolbar link or from a specific vital sign. Additional information about default view by age is available in the MEDENT manual. In MEDENT, a patient's problem list determines whether a diagnosis-specific growth chart is needed for the patient. Let's review how to set up and view a diagnosis-specific growth chart. The preterm growth chart is indicated for infants 22 to 50 weeks and includes weight, length, and head circumference. First, let's document the patient's gestational age in the history document. Click on the past medical history. Under the patient's birth information, click gestation. Select the appropriate age. In the problem list, select one of the following preterm SNOMED codes. Now let's look at this patient's preterm charts. The gestational age will be marked as a green line and becomes the starting point of the growth chart. Down syndrome growth charts are available if one of the following SNOMED codes has been added to the patient's problem list. Down syndrome growth charts are available for 0 to 36 months. For ages 2 through 30 years, an age-appropriate growth chart will default the weight, height, and head circumference. The Turner syndrome height growth chart is available for girls aged 2 through 19. The Turner Syndrome Height Growth Chart is available for girls aged 2 through 19. Add one of the following SNOMED codes to the patient's problem list. Let's look at a Turner Syndrome growth chart. Let's look at a Turner Syndrome growth chart. Growth chart views are set up from vital signs. Click Growth Charts, Views, and then select the Setup icon. Your selection becomes the default chart view, but this will be overridden. Growth chart views are set up from vital signs. Click Growth Charts, Views, and then select the Setup icon. Your selection becomes the default chart view, but this will be overridden when the patient's age falls outside the chart scope. Your selection becomes the default chart view. Your selection becomes the default chart view, but this will be overridden when the patient's age falls outside the chart's scope. Your selection becomes the default chart view, but this will be overridden when a patient's age falls outside the chart's scope. Let's set up the growth chart bookmark toolbar. Let's set up the growth chart bookmark toolbar. Set up the bookmark toolbar through the chevron and the setup icon. Locate the desired CDC or WHO growth charts and then choose one. Locate the desired CDC or WHO growth charts and then choose one. Locate the desired CDC or WHO growth charts and then choose done. Locate the desired CDC or WHO growth charts and choose done. Locate the desired CDC or WHO growth charts and then choose done. This allows one-click access for your most commonly used charts. A growth chart can be exported through print, send, or PDF. A PDF can be saved, viewed, or placed in the patient's chart. If labels are shown, the exported chart displays labels as well. For more information about growth charts, please refer to the MedEd manual. Please contact MedEd support for any questions. For more information about growth charts, please refer to the MedEd manual. Please contact MedEd support for any questions.